I'm going to be talking now to Mark Finnegan. Just sort of a little bit of update on what's happening in the water protest, especially after Wednesday's announcement. I just want to mention as well that Airfield and Rathfield having a benefit night in the Airfield Club tonight. Indeed, they have to get all the posters and leaflets and all like that. So they're having a benefit night in the Airfield Club later on tonight. So if you want to go along to that, you're very, very welcome. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Not too bad, Noel. How are you?
I just have to say, things are very, very quiet.
Yeah, I was struck this morning. Well, we've had a couple of mornings of very serious traffic disruption around the Donnymead area.
Yeah.
But this morning, nothing. Not a thing.
Not a nada.
No sign of any installers or anything around the place.
No trucks, nothing.
No. But what I was struck by absolutely this morning, I dropped me two lads down to school this morning. They got to school in the Donnies. And I come back on my way up through Donnymead there, back past that. And it's amazing, every corner of every housing estate now has a patrol.
A watcher.
But, you know, what's amazing is the community spirit that's at the coming out of all of this is incredible. I mean, I know myself from being involved with the Residents Association up in Clare Hall, that it can be a very, very hard thing to get going, some sort of community spirit. We worked very hard at it we've failed miserably many times to try and get some sort of community. But one of probably the biggest pluses and positives that's ever going to come out of all of this is it's neighbours are meeting neighbours, and communities, suddenly does a burst of community spirit all over the place. Mm-hmm. I was at a meeting last Wednesday evening in Trinity Sports and Leisure there. And that was the thing that people were talking about. Community spirit is all of it. Lots of people saying how they didn't know the neighbours. They drive in, they drive out.
Mm-hmm.
They go about their business, which a lot of people have done in the last few years when they're struggling. And, yeah, we've had a kind of a boon in community
now
spirit.
Now they're standing together with determination and a great resolve. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely, 100%. And the determination, there's no sign of it waning. People are absolutely...
But you're saying, what time would you have been driving down to the Donaghy school?
Down to the school, the Donaghy's. I drove down about 8:30 this morning, before 8:30.
Down at Rathfield and Airfield, and I know down in Donaghy over the past week, 7 o'clock everybody's out. But, I mean... Where the Irish Water, I believe, this is what was reported in the papers, they were in Donnymead, I believe, on Tuesday morning at 6, getting the barriers up.
Yeah.
But someone was still watching.
Somebody was still
watching.
And they
were out like a shot. So, as you say, determination and resolve is amazing.
I was going out this morning at about 6:25.
Have you been back to Clare Hall, by the way?
They haven't been back as yet. We get, much like you're probably used to seeing yourself now, you get the vans driving past and they're kind of having a look. I think they're looking for chinks in the armour.
Yeah.
And, you know, but...
if there's only one way in and one way out, I think that's the barrier to them below. If you see even two or three people, that's...
Yeah,
it seems
to help that there's only one way in and one way out. But I was going out at 6:25 this morning. I was going off to do a bit of training, and there was people at the entrance to Clare Hall Estate.
Well, they're the same on Airfield, Rathfield, as I said, they've been like that. And it seems to be countrywide. I mean, I was even listening to the news this morning with Enda Kenny. He was down in Cork. And we think the weather's bad here, but I believe it's quite horrendous in Cork. But there was still lots and lots, but a very high contingency of guards as well. Indeed, all the barriers up 20 feet away, so no one could get near them. But the determination is definitely there. And the changes that they made on Wednesday... It seems to have exacerbated the situation more than and quelled it in any sense.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people seem to be seeing it as a climb down, you're hearing these guys saying, we listen to the people and this is what they come up with. But if you listen to the people on the marches, the people aren't saying they want reduced costs. And the people are saying they don't want the Irish water and they don't want the charges. So either if they're listening, they're not hearing it very well, or they're just not listening.
But I mean, where you can sort of talk about the same things all the time, but people have been very astute now. I was listening to a lot of people now talking even about the changes, and apart from the Association of the Landlords, I can't remember the proper name, they're coming out and saying, well, we're not going to do the work for Irish Water, we're not doing the work for revenue or whatever it's going to be, we're not going to do that. But I also heard one woman saying, they're very generous giving us £100 of a euro of our own money back.
Yeah,
they're giving
it
back. Why would did he take it in the first place? And
this
then this older senior citizen says, well, for me to get the money, they want your bank details. I'm not giving Irish Water. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't give anybody in government my bank details.
They're
seeing the chinks in between and the flaws that are is in the new concept of what they want to do.
All of the things that they said you had to do, you had to give your PPS number. Mm. Now, you don't have to give your PPS number. It had to be set at the price it was set at. Now they've greatly reduced. It was all about conservation. The conservation argument seems to be gone.
Yes, yeah.
You know, I think the measures announced the other day are probably just probably a last-ditch effort to try and get it over the line.
It's funny, I heard a politician on this morning and I just caught the tail end of it, so I don't know who they were talking to. And to me, that was quite a Freudian slip. And when they were talking about the... finishing up with the report from what was happening with the protests in Cork, and he said, when the interviewer said, well, it seems to be going on still, he says, yeah, but people will have to realise we have to pay for the infrastructure because we're paying for water that's running away from us. Now, he used the words, we're paying for water that's running away. He didn't say we have to pay for the water to get it fixed. Yeah. He says we're paying for water. So I don't know where his head was when he made
There's been a few Freudian slips this week. I think it's an indication of the pressure that the government especially are under now. There's some remarks made in the Dáil yesterday likening protesters to ISIS. Which
I saw that on the Oireachtas last night.
Incredible, ISIS at this.
Why now we're turning into terrorists in Ireland?
Well, the old reliables of divide and conquer seem to be alive and well, and it's not working, and nobody seems to be realising that it's not working. They keep trying to do it, you know. I think another remark I heard yesterday was, it may have been the same guy, I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth, that Dublin people have been leeching off the people of the country for years, and the people in the country are sick of it. It's a blatant attempt at divide and conquer to split the country.
It's the same thing as when they talk about the protests, where they, first of all, they were talking about the massive turnout on the 11th of October and all this, and the one before that. But now all they're talking about is Jobstown. That's all they keep talking about. And they keep making misreferences to that as well, as far as Paul Murphy's concerned.
When you have mass movement of people like that, and you have mass protests, there's always a danger that you're going to suck in an unruly element. It's natural. I mean, you've been at protests, so I've been at protests, and I've been at marches. The people work very, very hard to root out troublemakers and everything else. But it's very, very hard if somebody's hell bent on causing trouble.
But I think also the government don't seem to grasp the idea that it's not organised really by anybody.
It's not.
It's the grassroots people that are organising themselves.
Absolutely. Like
even the benefit night they're having in airfields is an example of trying to get some money to get leaflets and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was there from the very beginning and watched it start and 3, 4, 5 months ago. And it's just people ordinary, and it was gathering moment as things were going because they could see the mistakes. Well, just people not, and supposedly intelligent people in the government doing their jobs properly, and they just seem to be getting worse as it's going along.
Yeah, I mean, lots of people are very, very unhappy. Lots of stuff down the line, austerity, this measure after this measure after this measure. And I think what this has done is it has galvanised all of that into one big movement of people now who've said enough is enough. This is the end of the line. We're not having it. And a lot of pent-up emotion and a pent-up... feelings have kind of spilled out, and people are basically now even realised that the ballot box isn't good enough now to be saying, no, you're not good enough, we're going to vote you out, we're going to vote that lot in, because people, what's the difference?
Yeah.
So people have, this movement now has kind of galvanised people into saying, no, we're all going to stand up and we're going to say, no, this is
and
not...
And I've actually heard people, Mark, I've heard the expression people are becoming more politicised now, and I think people are studying other European governments where, and they're looking at Scandinavian countries where a lot of there's no party politics. I'm not sure. I've heard some of them. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's in Denmark and Finland and places like that.
Yeah.
Where it's completely different. And I'm beginning to see, well, we could have a government of independence and it would work, where mm-hmm. it's been sneered at so many times here before.
Well, it has. And I think because we're traditionally in this country, we're still split traditionally on civil war lines. Mm. It's been less than 100 years, but maybe now we're starting to slowly grow out of that, of the two big main parties. And people are starting to say, well, you know, neither of these are working for us, because we don't so much have parties of the left and parties of the right anymore. They're all kind of centre.
Okay.
They're all very, very hard sometimes
okay,
to tell the difference.
We're going to go to a break and we'll talk in the future. We're going to try and get a few people in and maybe have a group of people in talking yeah. about this before the 10th and just see how things go. And just as a matter of interest, before you go, do you think there's going to be a massive turnout on the 10th?
I think it's going to be huge. I do feel it's going to be huge. I think it's going to be, this is what you've offered us and this is our reply.
Yeah. And I think I agree with you there. Yeah. Okay, we go to break. Thanks very much, Mark. That's Mark Finney.
No matter.